here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of March, 2012. It was on this date, 1985, the first internet domain name was registered, a company called Symbolics.com. Before the internet, there was ARPANET, which came online in 1969, a project of the Advanced Research Projects Agency, ARPANET, originally connected large computers at four universities in California and Utah. It was used by engineers, scientists, librarians. They brought in email, 1972, file sharing in 1973. Before the advent of the domain name, hosts were represented by their numerical address on a computer network, but those were hard to remember. So along came Symbolics.com in 1985. That year, there were only six domain names, .coms. By 1992, there were fewer than 15,000. In 2010, there were 84 million. It's the birthday of the novelist Ben Okri, born in Minna, Nigeria, 1959, author of a collection of stories, Tales of Freedom, 3 years ago. Here's a poem for today by Timothy Walsh, At the Goodwill. Like crows tearing at roadkill, people rummage among the aisles and clothes bins, ransacking the discarded clutter of other lives for that special, undiscovered something. Beyond an army of tired shoes, you make your way to the back corner, where golf clubs by the hundreds jut from barrels, shafts and club heads, jumbled helter-skelter. Nearby, old golf bags are piled like clumsy sea creatures dead upon the sand, splayed zippers and torn pockets full of old golf balls, crumpled scorecards, stubby pencils, and old tees. Some clubs are still caked with mud, remnant of the day they were last played, orphaned by the terse calling card of death. Forgotten in basements or garages, long past the funeral, until they are dropped off, lifted from the trunks of cars with a pallbearer's decorum. Clubs once cherished by men, magic implements to leverage the spirit, arcane as alchemists' weapons, Spalding synchro-dined top flight, lynx predator, golden ram, Wilson stratablock cup defender, McGregor oil-hardened chieftain, each club someone's personal Excalibur, elevating the soul with each dance-like swing, old woods maple and persimmon, once lovingly cleaned and oiled, now grimy, cast off, seemingly dead. But if you close your eyes, you can feel something, a low hum, diffuse as starlight, all the accumulated shot concentration of decades, stored in the clubs like batteries, the fire of long-dead golfers still smoldering in the grips and club heads. Bring an armful home. Scour them clean. Rub lemon oil into the wood and mink oil onto the leather grips. Tomorrow, take them out on the course. Send the ball flying with a satisfying crack of wood, the club in your hand, ecstatic as a blind man with restored sight. At the Goodwill, a poem by Timothy Walsh from Blue Lace Colander, published by Marsh River Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.